You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. It's another week. It's another lesson. It's another amazing energy and amazing person that I have found to talk with you and with me about our lives and how that we can really make a difference in our lives with our family and our community and in the bigger picture with the world. And I am so happy to have reconnected with another Proctor Gallagher consultant that I've known for, I think, about 6 years. Her name is Natalia Bujaja. I'm sure I just ruined the pronunciation. She's going to tell you what it is. But she has a great Facebook page called The Modern Matriarch. She has been teaching this material for about 6 years. She's been teaching Bob Proctor's material, and she just started her own very feminine-based program. I loved it. I was so attracted to what she was teaching on Facebook that I reached out and I asked that she be on my show so that she could share this with you, and she very graciously agreed. So I'm so happy to have her with me today, and we will be right back with Natalia Bujaja. Thank you. We are back with one of my favorite people that I've known for, I think, 5-6 years now. Natalia Bujaja, is that right?
Pretty close.
I've been practicing with her before we got on. She's from Australia. She's amazing. She's another Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant like I am, but she's also branched out and started her own program. It really resonated with me when I saw it on Facebook, and I wanted to have her on so that she could share that with you. So welcome, Nat. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you, Paula. And I'm really grateful to be here as well. I met you quite a few years ago, and it's just such a beautiful energy, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know that we both taught Thinking Into Results, and we both are still teaching it, but we both have got our own program that resonates on a different level with people, and yours is called The Modern Matriarch, and I loved it, and I love the message you had. So But before we get to that, kind of tell us your journey on how you got here, because I really like, you know, that you manifested this life and that you really got here. So kind of tell us the journey on how you actually got into teaching and with Bob Proctor and then your new program.
Absolutely. Look, I'll take you back to a screenshot of me 10 years ago, or maybe even less than that, because my journey only really started 6 years ago. But I was someone who, from the outside, you would have thought, oh yeah, she's got married, she's got her house, she's got her son, and life is peachy from the outside. But from the inside was a very different story, I guess. From even just childhood, I can think back now and look at how much I've had to deal with a lot of poor self-esteem, a lot of negative self-talk that was going around, inherited, whatever it was. So I grew up, no matter what was going on, no matter how beautiful, I still felt really empty inside, and I felt very, you would say, sad. Like, I was asking a lot of questions. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Like, all these questions started to come up because I wasn't feeling my powerful best self at the time. And so the beautiful thing about it is, once we start asking the questions, we start to receive some answers.
I love that. So that's right.
So I hadn't really asked those questions until things felt pretty challenging, let's say. And one thing led to another, and I watched The Secret, and people resonate with you at the right time. And I remember seeing Bob Proctor, you know, there was a few others as well, Jack Canfield, and just that resonance, I felt hope. I felt like, oh, wow, those dreams. You know, every time I wanted that house and every time, and I would get in trouble because I wanted it, you know, or that lifestyle, or, you know, it's okay. And I think for the first time in my life, I felt I had permission to want
more. Yeah. And when did you see that? When do you think that? Because it came out on 06. I don't think you're old enough to have seen it when you were 06. I think you would have been much too young. But how? When did you see The Secret?
Saw it in 2014, actually.
Oh, okay. Wow. It has just been 6 years since you've been on this journey. I think we all have to kind of go through a dark night of the soul to get to a point that we start asking these deep questions. And it can be a real catalyst, right? It can be a real wonderful experience when we get to that we're starting to ask questions, because I love the fact that you said we've already got the answers right inside of us. We just have to be quiet and listen. So tell me, after you found The Secret, what happened?
After The Secret, I'll tell you, I actually started with one of the other coaches on The Secret at the time, and it was Jack Canfield, actually. And I fell in love with his material and just the vibration it put me on. And I think I was only in it for a couple of months, and I found myself on Bob Proctor's website.
Me too. There's a reason we're there, right?
That's right. So I remember even the coach that was helping me with Jack Canfield, he said something that was the most powerful lesson that I had received at that point, which was, be willing to give up something good for something great.
I just saw that. You put that on Facebook today. Yes.
So it resonated with me recently. So I just shared that. But that's when I learned the lesson. And so when this opportunity came up and I said to my husband, I'm like, Matt, you can go to meet Bob and you've got this idea. And it was about him. But when I got on the phone, it was really about me and my transformation. And that's when we both started. But that message came in my head, be willing to give up something good for something great. So at that point, I felt like I was now ready for another level, you know, and there's no end to transformation, but it just felt right. And that's what I'm all about, is trusting my intuition, even though logic might say, well, Nat, you got to finish something. You got to do this. Wait till this. So we jumped in, and it's just been an amazing journey since then, saying yes.
Well, and I love the fact that, you know, people are afraid to give up something good for something great because they're afraid that it's fear, right? They're afraid that it's not going to be better. They're afraid to let go of what they already have. And we can't grow if we're not willing, you know, to take that leap into something great. So were you fearful to do that next level? Because you guys are in Australia. I mean, you traveled over here. We were in Toronto together. I mean,
with my son. We all three of us.
Yes, I remember you had a little one there.
Yeah. So was one at the time, and absolutely, it was. I look back at one of the most uncomfortable feelings of my life, I would imagine, because whenever we're breaking through from an old version of ourselves and starting to come from a higher version, you know, first we've got to have what the life we want, to have the results we want, whatever that is, we've got to be that person first.
Oh, yes.
We've got to be that person, and we've got to do from that being, and then we have it. So at that time, I was now being a different version who backs herself, who invests financially, because before that it was, you know, it was less, you know, but I guess it started with coaching, and coaching is you really telling the universe, I'm worth it, right? It's easy to put money towards a car or something material because it's not, you don't relate it to being you, but when it comes to you, when you invest in yourself, you're actually doing something to your subconscious that you literally changing the way you vibrate. So, of course, I had jumped a lot of levels and it was uncomfortable.
A lot of levels. It was. It's an expensive investment. And what I have found that the more people invest in themselves, like working with me and I'm sure working with you, is the more they get out of it, right? Because the more they realize how worthy they are, and when they change that self-image, they get so much more out of the information that we offer.
Absolutely. And the investment, here's the thing, even when it's, some people might think it's expensive, the way I see it is, well, how much do you feel you're worth? What's your life worth?
I love that.
Right? Because it's priceless. If we really look at this, like, how valuable are you? How many smiles have you put on people's faces? How many lives have you changed just by being your version, you, even without the higher version of you that you're after? So there's no amount of money that can ever, you can never put together and calculate your worth. So for me, it's the same thing. Look at the sunshine. And we receive it every day, right? We receive it. Yes, some days it's brighter than others, but we know it's here. What price would we pay for all the years of sunshine that we've received? Like, it's so, you can't even fathom that.
Right.
So that's the way I see it. Investing in you, it's not about, oh, well, I'm investing in myself X amount to receive this income or to receive this car. Because what you receive along the way is priceless. Like, my whole world has changed on a deeper level, even as a mom. I mean, the way I'm a mom now, my children are the beneficiaries. So I'm saving them from years of going through what I felt I had to go through, you know, trying to find myself. And they're on their own journey. But the point here is that investment, you have no idea what it's going to do for you.
I love that, because you have no idea the impact that you're going to have on people once that you step into your higher self, on your kids, your grandkids. I mean, they are on their own journey, but they're not going to have to wander around in the desert like you and I had to, right? In the wilderness, looking for the answers, because you and I both have wonderful mentors that help us teach people the natural laws of the universe. Which, why don't we teach this in schools?
It's a good question. I think it's because we're meant to be helping the kids and the parents.
There you go. Right? There you go.
It's always a reason, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's so powerful that when we give people this information and they actually access their own power, it's so powerful. And it's, you know, it's so life-changing for us and for everybody around us. So I want to take you back a little bit, because I listened to one of your broadcasts about before you met your husband. I mean, you had said, I want to be married, I want to have kids, and you weren't there yet, right? And so you decided to kind of take steps before that, and then all one day everything kind of happened?
Yeah, it's amazing how it works. See, the first thing, it's just about being clear about what we want.
Okay.
And I will tell you, when I was a teenager, all I wanted was a relationship. And, you know, I could have been out playing with friends or going out. You know, I wanted, you know, maybe 16, 17. I thought I would be married or by 21 and have my first child, you know, the same year. Like, I wanted a relationship was really important for me. So I would fantasize a lot. I would imagine, you know, at night I would go to bed. I would imagine, you know, having this partner. And at the time I was in a relationship and it just wasn't what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny because I kept going back to that relationship and then I would be reminded it's not what I wanted. But it's that habitual pattern.
Right.
Until one day I just thought, what if I don't need this relationship? You know, I wanted it so bad that I was removing myself from enjoying my life at the same time. And so it's so fascinating, because this is a huge lesson on letting go. Once we have the image, it's about letting go and enjoying the process, not forcing the process. And I made a decision. That was, once again, life is made, changed by the decisions that we make.
I love that.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go overseas and I'm going to go on my own because I don't need anyone. I'm going to go and I'm going to have fun. And I just started to look beyond. I guess I started to look beyond that this need for this relationship, and I truly felt I needed the relationship to feel whole. That was a big reason. And I started to challenge that. I thought, let's just have fun. What if I don't get married? You know, here I was being very naive, thinking at 19, doesn't matter if I don't get married. I'm, you know.
At 19, wow.
Life ahead, right? But that's where I was, you know, because I wanted it so bad. And it just goes beyond our age. It's just our desire. So I went over, I booked a ticket. And the night that I booked my ticket overseas was the night I met my husband.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because I didn't want the relationship then. I was ready for it to be free, but in not forcing it, I was open to receiving.
And I love the word surrender because, you know, you just kind of surrendered. You said, I can't figure out how to do this relationship thing. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to go do something else. And then all of a sudden, it's amazing how the universe just kind of steps in and kind of fills in all the blanks, right?
Absolutely. Surrender is exactly the most beautiful word. It's that ability to just trust. And you know what? Let's just put this on the shelf for now and let's just be present. Let's be in the moment.
I love that because, you know, if we can't fix something, we just keep hammering it, right? We just keep trying to fix it from our logical, factual reality. And that's not where the magic happens. If we let it go and we try to get on a better, I use the word energy, vibration, frequency, get on a better frequency for anything, right? For just being happy, you were just going to travel. Then that allows the universe to open that door and bring everything, because you got married and you've got two little boys and you just had a little girl. And so, I mean, just a beautiful family.
It's amazing. And even just the story with my family, I had written down that, it's so funny, I just found it. I'd written down that I have three beautiful children. And, you know, after I had my two boys, even intellectually, I was like, okay, I'm done. I did really want a girl. That was part of my dream. I even bought baby girl clothes 8 years ago, you know, when I was pregnant with my first. And I've kept it. So this is where we understand the law is always working for us. The universal laws are here. And it's the easier and the better we get at surrendering and allowing to receive, the less we're struggling and forcing, because it's that force and struggle that comes just like what you said, from a different energy. And if we can follow that path of joy, of ease, of flow, yes, we're clear with what we want, but we're letting the universe, God, whichever word you want to use, do the work for us. And to me, that's a lot more enjoyable.
Well, and it's a lot more powerful because, you know, we only can do what we can do in our own little reality. One of the things I love that you manifest easier, faster, and with more joy, because when I've been listening to your, she's got some great Facebook lives. I would encourage everybody to go to her, and I'm going to have you give them contact information in a little while, but it's so full of joy and happiness. It's not let's grit our teeth and let's get through this and let's, you know, we got to have discipline. We've got to do this. It's very joyful. It's I just feel better and lighter. Isn't that funny? I feel lighter after I listen to you. So tell us about your program, The Modern Matriarch.
Modern Matriarch is, well, I've got my Modern Matriarch Transform program, and it's ultimately all about loving yourself to the success you want, okay? And because understanding that everything starts with us, and when we feel that deservability, we will open up to receive. It's only when we don't feel worthy that we want it so bad we suffocate it, right? So this program is such a beautiful, deep transformational program that really helps you let go of the stories, let go of that hardness, that heavy energy that's been keeping you away from receiving, and opening your heart up to surrendering. And surrendering isn't something you do intellectually, it's an emotional thing. So it's a very emotional change that you're experiencing. And I've had my beautiful clients who, just even when they invest in themselves without having even started the first session, they're already on a higher vibration receiving, because they're telling the universe and themselves, I'm worth it.
I love that.
Surrender
is not really, I was a divorce attorney for 40 years. It's not about losing. I always thought surrender meant I wasn't losing. You know, I wasn't winning. It's about trusting in the universe. It's surrendering to something bigger. Yeah. Right. And I really had a hard time with the word surrender before, but you said like, let go. But it's just trusting that you're putting it out and you're going to trust this bigger picture is going to show up. And you know, the fact that people invest in themselves before they actually even start, I love the fact that they now realize that they are worth more because they've just paid more, right, for themselves. So I love
Absolutely.
That.
And it's not even about the money. It's about the using the law of circulation. There's so much that's behind you going for your dreams and backing yourself. You know, and whether you're a mom, you're a single woman, whether it doesn't matter what your background is, all that you want, the whole backbone of everything I do is about having it all, having the love, having the financial freedom, having the joy and the self-worth, you know, that self-expression where you feel authentic. You just are waking up and living uniquely. And it's all about coming to this place of pure love. That's what I feel life is really about. So the more that we can start to follow that path of joy, and the more we learn to listen with our intuition, not our head, our intuition, and feel it, it's the path of least resistance. So, you know, for example, I was driving to the day spa on my own, maybe a couple months ago, and I'm driving and I receive a message like, yeah, Nat, I'm ready to start your coaching, you know. And this is exactly what I'm teaching others to do, because you can do what you love that puts you in a high vibration. You don't have to go and be on a phone 14 or 10 hours or 8 hours and get up at all hours in the morning and grind if that's not what resonates with you. And to some people, that resonates with them, and that's completely fine. But for me, it's just that loving energy. So, yes, surrender, and also really following your intuition, your guidance.
I love that. So you said path of least resistance. Do you listen to Abraham Hicks?
I have got into Abraham recently, actually. It's so funny because as I was guided to this journey, once my daughter was born, it was this pure female, like very light, loving energy that started to shift me. And I was realizing everything I was feeling and sharing already, because I was already sharing in a group, just not this one, the same material. And then I realized Abraham speaks the same. And so it just kind of flowed.
Isn't that funny? I love her, them. I'm not sure what the proper pronoun is, but I found it like 10 years ago. And I will tell you that if I listen to her on YouTube, if I listen all day long, I'm in such a better mood. And it's what we teach, right? It's just, it resonates with different people on different levels. And I think hers is so much more, I don't know if kinder is the right word, but that's what I was picking up from you. It is this joy, right? Mm-hmm. It's just getting happy. Once you get happy on one level, everything else kind of falls into place.
Absolutely. You know what? That's the thing. For a while, I was the type of person that would force their way to their goals, you know?
Me too. And,
yeah. So, and a lot of people are, and that's okay. Like, this is where there's no judgment and it's not right or wrong. But it's understanding when I wasn't happy that way. I was happy very minimally. And the reason I was happy was because I would be happy once I received the result. And then it was so short-lived. Mm-hmm. And I started to see patterns around me. And I thought, wow, this is a huge programming that we all, that a lot of people have, is the instant gratification. They grind their way, and a lot of people, even on a subconscious level, are grinding so hard because they don't feel worthy of receiving. Right. So they have to provide all this work to feel the worth, and then they receive. But what if you felt that worth? You just changed that. Then you're open to receiving. And that's what Abraham, I mean, I really resonate. There's so many beautiful teachers out there. And it's just about listening to what feels right for you at the time, because we're always changing as well. So,
and you know, you said the law of circulation, like the law of currency, because there's a currency that is in a river, right? It has to flow. But, you know, we have to be able to receive as much as we give, or we're cut off. And so that law of circulation and law of currency, that we have to be able to, you know, I love the fact that giving and receiving is the same hand gesture. And so many people are, they want to give, right? But they don't, like you said, they don't think they're worthy of receiving. So they kind of, they don't stay in that currency of energy and of abundance, because there's so much abundance. I mean, it's, the universe is just full of abundance on the whole thing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even for people listening or watching this back, ask yourself, how good am I at receiving? If someone offers you help, is your instant reaction no? Like, if, you know, if you drop something and someone picks it up or offers to help you pick up the groceries that have fallen, do you feel embarrassed straight away and you just feel you have to do it? Because it's in the small things. And the way we do one thing is the way we do everything, uh-huh. Right? So receiving, the better we are at receiving, the better we become at giving. And the receiving starts with feeling, once again, I'm enough. I'm worthy enough, right? Yeah, so I just feel everything really comes back to the core of that. Relationships and more money and just more love. Like receiving love, receiving not just love from a relationship partner perspective, but love from clients. Love from children and joy and smiles around you. And that's the essence of
And you know, I love The Science of Getting Rich, which is the book that Rhonda Byrne used before she got into The Secret. But, you know, The Science of Getting Rich talks about leaving everyone with the impression of increase. So people will think, I don't have anything to give, right? Or I don't have enough. And so I don't have any way to be generous. But you know, the leaving everyone with the impression of increase, it just means, like you just said, just giving them smiles. And when you give them smiles, they give you smiles back. Or when you hold a door, or when you give a compliment. And when you start getting in that currency, that you start leaving everyone with the impression of increase, you get more increase for yourself. I mean, it just automatically comes back. And it's like you were saying, once you get on that happy level of vibration, a frequency, you didn't have to get on the phone and convince somebody to take your course. You were going to go get a massage and somebody decided that they wanted to take your course.
And isn't that so much nicer, like, for everybody? Oh,
yes.
For everybody, because the reality is they've made the decision to back themselves wholeheartedly. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And obviously you're doing what you love, and in doing that, you're receiving, you're attracting. Once again, it's the decision to, hey, I'm going to go for a massage. Oh yeah, I could go and do my washing and I could go do all these other things. But you know what? What do I feel like? What do I really feel like? Because when we honor that, we're learning to follow that path of what we feel like doing. And sometimes it is, yeah, I feel like getting up early and doing this. And sometimes it's, I feel like going on a day spa. But either way, you're honoring yourself, right?
So how do people balance that between thinking that honoring yourself and doing what that your intuition tells you to do and being responsible, Like, I mean, there's times you have to feed your children, even if you don't want to feed your children.
I understand, and I hear you because I have three young children.
Yes,
there are times where I close my eyes and I'm like, okay, what would I feel like doing right now? Swimming at the Maldives, right? In that moment. So here's the thing. It's all about your attitude, and it's the attitude towards now, because if you're constantly running away from something, there's a difference between honoring yourself and also running away from something. So when we avoid things, we're going to realize that they keep showing up, and they show up even more and more until we actually face them. So I just look for the gift. I ask myself, okay, what is the gift in this? Well, an example, like with lockdown, not recently, I was homeschooling. You know, here I am, you know, growing Modern Matriarch and doing videos and just following my inspiration, and I'm homeschooling and I've got my baby and my toddler. And I thought, okay, there's going to be a huge gift in this.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah. So what did I do? I had to look for that. What is the gift? Well, in my script of the life I want to create, me and my children are very close. We have a beautiful bond. And I started to think, well, what if this is the fastest way there? What if what's going to unfold now is going to change things in our relationship that we're going to benefit from years to come? And so in that moment, instead of feeling like, oh, I don't want to do this, I started to go, okay, well, this is awesome, you know, and just understanding that this isn't going to last forever. Like, this is a stage, just like every bit is a stage that sometimes we feel lasts forever. Well, it's not. So let's just enjoy it. And in doing that, we had fun, you know, and all these beautiful benefits have happened. And yes, Modern Matriarch is still growing in its organic way. But it's, remember, it comes down to our vibration. So the most important thing that I can do is control my vibration and how I feel rather than run away.
That's such a perfect message for right now, because people can be looking at what's going on outside of them and they can be mad or they can be defensive, or they can just say, it is what it is, and I'm going to enjoy the moment, and I'm going to, and I love, like you said, what's the message in here, right? Yeah, what am I going to learn? And embrace that, right? Surrender to what's going on and trust that there's going to be something better, because you're right. I think we're going into something much bigger, don't you? That there's a conscious awakening out there.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, going off Abraham, co-creation, we're co-creating. The key is to have a clear image of where we want to go. So we're co-creating towards that. But it's understanding that there are gifts in front of us, and the big missed, let's say, something that a lot of people think is that if they focus on what they have and are really grateful for what's in front of them, then what they want is not coming to them. And that's actually the opposite.
Yes.
So the more I'm grateful and feeling grateful for what I do have, for where I am right now, for homeschooling, for being with my children, rather than focusing on what I don't have, I don't have time, I don't have this, I don't have that, well, then I can stay in that beautiful feeling of gratitude, and that's actually vibration of receiving. And so the gifts are in hindsight. I mean, how often do we look back and go, well, actually, that was such a magical experience, you know?
I love that, because we can't connect the dots going forward. We can only connect the dots going back, going, oh, there was a reason that happened, right?
Yeah.
And we just have to trust in the process. And I love that you brought up gratitude, because I think that's probably, and I know Abraham says this, that is the highest vibration, appreciation and gratitude. And, you know, we can be grateful for little things, and that's just as important to the universe, because it's a vibration of gratitude. We don't have to be grateful for huge things, because there's so many things to be grateful for.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because this is a huge it's such a diamond. It's such a diamond of life, gratitude. And it's a lesson that I'm actually right now really working with my 7-year-old with. Gratitude every night, you know, what are three things you're grateful for? And it's so fascinating because I learned so much watching him about me. This is how we learn, as our awareness goes up. And there are times when we say we're grateful because we're frustrated that we don't have it. For example, in writing gratitude, I'm grateful. And sometimes we're writing in the future, like you want something to manifest as if you're grateful. But we've disconnected from that because we're really annoyed it's not here.
Ah, yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if I ask him, what are you grateful for? Sometimes he feels it. And then sometimes it's because I want my iPad. I'm grateful for my iPad. And it's so funny because then there are times I do that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm writing it, but I'm not feeling it. And so what I ask, what I'm learning now even more is asking myself, what's one thing I feel really blessed to have right now? One thing. And in the silence of connecting with that one thing, it's always the most priceless things, like things money can't buy, like my health, my children's health, you know, just love, like this waking up and feeling safe in the morning, you know, just these feelings. You can really start to feel those feelings of safe, of love. And that's what gratitude is a connection with feeling appreciation for another feeling rather than being intellectual for I'm grateful for my drink bottle. Well, hang on, let's go deeper. I feel blessed to have clean water in my body, you know, and knowing that there is this appreciation and vibration where in that moment of gratitude and complete appreciation, we don't need anything. We don't lack anything. That's the vibration of abundance. So can you see how if we stay feeling grateful, if we stay, and hey, we're not all perfect, and I would love to press a button and stay in that vibration all the time. I hear you, right? So this is why we have a whole lifetime to work on this, you know. It's not about beating ourselves up when we're not, but it's acknowledging, okay, all right, I've deviated. Breathe. What's one thing I feel blessed to have? One thing.
Well,
and
more
and more. So
the universe doesn't hear what we say. The universe hears and responds to what we feel, right? It responds to the vibration that we put out. And
that's
so you can say words in your head all day long, but if you're not feeling that frequency, if you're not on that radio signal of gratitude, you're not going to be connecting with source.
Absolutely. And you know when you're really in this beautiful vibration because no one annoys you in that moment. Like no one.
Right? I need to get that vibration. Yes, I need to.
So I mean, and it's really easy to jump from that complete appreciation to love. And that's, to me, the highest, even higher again, if you're constantly moving towards a high vibration. So I guess there's a few things you can do with gratitude. I mean, yes, you can form the habit of writing it. At the same time, you can even just put sticky notes in your house.
I do that too. I am grateful sticky notes that I put everywhere.
I put that
everywhere.
There you go, right? At the same time, I mean, for my toddler, I get him to draw his gratitude. And in drawing,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, when we draw, it's such a creative exercise that you're connecting on another level. It can be easy to write and be disconnected. My shower is my chamber. I've made a habit where every time I have a shower, I start to connect with what I feel blessed to have. And I truly start with the warm water because so often we have to go through, actually me and my husband were speaking about this yesterday, how that there are times, you know, we have to experience not having something to then really appreciate having it. And that's the gift in itself, to then always remember to stay grateful for that, whether that was an absence of love or money or comfort, whatever it was. And doesn't that now make you so much more consciously aware even to stay grateful for it? So this is important. You don't have to go to that deprivation to feel grateful. However, it's just a deep, you want to connect with it on a deep level. So whichever method works for you, do it as often as you possibly can.
Well, and you know, Abraham says we have to have contrast, right? We have to have contrast to know what we don't want so that we know what we do want. And the word appreciation, right? The root word is appreciate, which means to increase in value. And one of the ways we increase in value is we realize what would be our lives would be like if we didn't have it, like warm water in the shower. And so I love that we need to remember if we didn't have that, how we would feel. And that really kind of, you know, spurs us to a higher level of really appreciating what we have now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think if we can just really go to that core of staying in that place, it will flow so much easier, more and more and more. So
I love the word flow, and you've used that before. And I think that's one of the names of one of your programs.
Yeah. Flow. I love that program. It's beautiful. And that's exactly what it's about. It's flowing with life, right? Just like a stream. I love watching streams because it's effortless. It's the path of least resistance. Nature doesn't strain to grow.
I know, right? I love that.
So the lessons are here to really connect with being able to do that. And that's where the joy is. This is where the magic happens.
I love the word joy, and I love that you use it so often. Well, if you have one thing to tell our listeners, what would the one thing be that you would like to leave them with?
Don't compare yourself. I understand there's people out there that you want to be inspired by. And in comparing yourself, you're automatically not valuing yourself. So what if you start to look for what is so beautiful in you now? If you didn't need all these other things, like forget the money, forget the health, forget everything. Who are you without those things? Because if you can start to go, wow, I am this and I can do that and I love that. I'm giving. I give already, you know, and start to focus on what you're doing well. Start to write a list. You can write your beautiful letter from the universe to you. What would the universe tell you about you right now? And this is where you're going to start to connect with your power, because it's not the other stories of what you don't have and who you're not, but it's the truth of who you are. That's when you can live more in that. That's where your power is. So you can start that by just shifting your perception about yourself.
I love that you're writing a letter from universe or God to yourself, because we are just divinity, right? And if you can recognize that, how could you not value that? How could you not value the fact that we came down here to recognize that we're divinity and to experience everything? Well, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you being here. And I'm so happy we reached out. I haven't talked to Nat in I don't know how many years, but I love you on Facebook. I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, especially the ones that want to work with you.
Absolutely. So I do have my Instagram. It's my personal page. It's Nat Bugeja, NatBugeja. So that's if you want to see it from afar. And if you do want to join my Facebook community group, you can always join. It's Modern Matriarch Facebook community. So you can just join it there on Facebook. In that page, you can send me a private message, or even on Instagram as well. You've got my tree link in there. You can connect with me and everything starts to flow from there.
Oh, flow, such a great word. And she lives in Australia, so give her a break. She's, I think, about 15 hours ahead of us. But she is wonderful, and you would love working with her. And I just want to thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Paula. It's so beautiful to connect, and it's just such a beautiful energy to serve and keep shining light.
So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paula.
And we will be right back. And we are back. Wasn't she wonderful? I just love her. I love her energy. You will love her. So if there's anything that resonated, please reach out to her because she's a wonderful teacher. You know, to review some of the things, one of the things we talked about is that you've got to surrender. Surrender to a bigger picture. Surrender to a bigger power. That doesn't mean to give up. That doesn't mean to lose. That doesn't mean that you're not trying. It means to decide what you want and let it go. And trust and have faith that the universe is going to be able to fill in everything that you're wanting, because there's so much power out there. And once you, it's a vibrational universe. And once you understand that if you can get on a level of abundance and appreciation and be grateful, that energy, that vibration, that literal frequency that you're on, that is what is going to bring to you everything that you want, because it's already there. We just need to be able to fine-tune our radio station and understand how the laws of the universe works. So I want to thank Nat again. I want to thank you all for being here. I want to welcome you if you've never been here before. And I also want to tell you that I have a brand new group on Facebook, Your Success Formula, and I'm offering some amazing training, and I would love to have you. So all you have to do is go to Facebook, and it's Your Success Formula, and we will welcome you, and I'm going to show you how to get the training. It is life-changing. All of this information is so appropriate right now and so necessary and so needed for us to get to that next level, because we are so close to this conscious awakening. Everything is going to be okay. You know, we're in the middle of chaos just because we need that to be able to clear away what wasn't working, so we're going to know what is going to work. And it is rushing toward us. Everything is going to be fine. It has already been created. We are co-creators. So, until next week, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and as we talk about, we are all walking home together, and I'm so humbled and honored to be able to be on this journey with you. And so until next time, thank you for being here, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.